So Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. We are extremely fortunate to have His Grace Satyanand Prabhuji here with us today. And Prabhuji will be enlightening us by discussing the glories of Raghunandan Thakur and Vamsidas Balaji Maharaj. But before we jump right into this nectarine class, I will request Sureshwar Shyam Prabhuji to please share a brief introduction about His Grace Satyanand Prabhuji.
Yeah, sure, Mataji. Yeah. His Grace Satyananda Prabhuji, the disciple of His Holiness Sadananda Swami Maharaj. Prabhuji is a senior brahmachari of Radha Gopinath Ashram Chaupati and has been practicing Krishna consciousness for more than 2 decades. Prabhuji is in the forefront in leading youth preaching in Mumbai. He is also a committee member of Gopal Garden High School. Prabhuji conducts various seminars and courses based on Vedic scripture in corporate and colleges all across Mumbai. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for joining us today.
Thank you,
And back
Prabhuji.
to you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for your kind words. We'll begin with the prayers and then we'll discuss something from Chaitanya Charitamrita. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नष्टकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नाम्ने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषाय शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषये नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण आई एम ग्रेटफुल टू ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर इनवाइटिंग मी फॉर टुडेज दिस टुमारोज एक्चुअली ऑस्पिशियस अपियरेंस ऑफ दिस अपियरेंस ऑफ रघुनंदन ठाकुर एंड शील वंशीदास बाबाजी महाराज. So we will discuss this from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita written by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. So as Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in 10th chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he describes the different branches of Lord Chaitanya's tree. And 39th and 40th branch, he describes about the devotees of Srikhanda. So, very nice verse comes in this chapter. which discusses about this. So I'll just would like to read that and then we'll discuss further. Khandavasi Mukunda Dasa Sri Raghunandan Narahari Dasa Chiranjeeva Sulochan Yei Sabha Mahashakha Chaitanya Kripadham Prima Phala Phule Kare Yaha Tahadam. Sri Khandavasi Mukunda and his son Raghunandan were the 39th branch of the tree. Narhari was the 40th, Chiranjeev the 41st, and Sulochan the 42nd. They were all big branches of the all-merciful tree of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They distributed the fruits and flowers of love of Godhead anywhere and everywhere. So in the purport, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada writes that Sri Mukunda Das was the son of Narayan Das and eldest brother of Narhari Sarkar. His second brother's name was Madhav Das and his son was named Raghunandan Das. Descendants of Raghunandan Das still live 4 miles west of Katwa in the village named Shrikhanda, where Raghunandan Das used to live. Raghunandan had one son named Kanai, who had 2 sons, Madan Rai, who was the disciple of Narhari Thakur, and Vamshivadan. It is estimated that at least 400 men descended in this dynasty. All their names are recorded in the village of Srikhanda. In the Gaur Ganodesh Dipika, it is stated that the gopi whose name was Brinda Devi became Mukunda Das, lived in Srikhanda village and was very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His wonderful devotion and love for Krishna are described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila chapter 15. It is stated in the Bhakti Ratnakar 8 wave that Raghunandan used to serve a deity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is beautiful description. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami talks about. So I just would like to share the deities of Raghunandan Das Thakur, who used to worship. This is Gauranga Mahaprabhu's deity, which this is Gopinath deity, which Raghunandan Das Thakur used to worship, and the beautiful deity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu is also there. I'll just share that too. Okay, when I'll discuss about that, then we'll. This is Gopinath Ditti from Srikhanda village. As Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains about Mukunda Sarkar is the 39th branch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tree. So here, Srikhanda village was very much one of the devotees from Srikhanda village, very, very dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mukunda Sarkar, Narhari Sarkar, and Madhav Das, these were 3 sons of Narayan Das, as Prabhupada writes in this purport. And they were the great devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mukunda Sarkar was this family was the family of physician, and Mukund Sarkar was serving in the king's court, and he was also very great devotee. So people from Shikanda, traditionally very devout, means they were also follower of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And every year, many of these great devotees from Shikanda would go to Jagannath Puri. And how Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would welcome each devotee from this village. And he loved this village so much that Lord Chaitanya became very happy when he would see that devotees from this place have gathered in Jagannath Puri. So Mukunda Sarkar was having a son. His name was Raghunanda. And when he was just this very little boy, one day when Mukunda Sarkar, he had to go to do some work. I'll directly come to the story of Raghunandan Das Thakur, who is none other than incarnation of Pradyumna. It is also explained in Gaur Ganodesh Deepika that Vyuhas Tritiya Pradyumnaha Priya Narma Sako Bhavat Chakre Lila Sahayam Yo Radha Madhavayor Vraje Sri Chaitanya Advaita Tanu Sa Eva Raghunandanaha. So Gaur Ganodesh Deepika explains that the third member of Chatur Vyuha, that is, that we know, there Lord, from Narayan it comes Chatur Vyuha, Vasudev, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, and Sankarshan. So the third member of Chatur Vyuha is Pradyumna. So took part in Radha Krishna's Leela in Braja as Krishna's intimate friend called Priya Narmasaka. Means intimate friends of Krishna are called Priya Narmasaka. So the same intimate friend had appeared in Chaitanya Leela as Raghunandan, the son of Mukunda. And it is considered that his body, Raghunandan's body, was not different from Lord Chaitanya's body. So when this Raghunandan Thakur was very small boy, so Mukunda had to go to attend some emergency medical work away from home. So they had a deity at their home of Sri Radha Gopinath ji. This was the family deity of Mukunda Sarkar. So there is also a deity of Gopal there in Shrikhanda. So that also will discuss that Gaur Gopal deity. So he would offer with his own loving hands every day bhoga to this deity. And as that day he had to go out, so he told his wife that today our son can offer this bhoga on our behalf. So this little Raghunandan, he showed him, Mukund Sarkar showed him Raghunandan Das Thakur how to offer the bhoga. So this Raghunandan Thakur, he took the plate made by his mother and he went inside the Garbhagraha or inside the temple of Lord Gopinath. And he kept offering in front of Lord Gopinath. And as his father had told him, that now he did all these mantras, he did all kinds of mudras required to perform. And he was asking now Lord that please take your food. And he kept asking from the Lord, please, oh my Lord, accept this food. And as we know that Lord accept the devotion of a devotee. Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti pashyanti panti kalayanti chiram jaganti. Ananda chinmaya sadujjala vigrahasya govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. That when we offer something to the Lord with love and devotion in our heart, Lord accept that offering of love in the form of deity through his eyes. So now little Raghunandan, he thought now he should be eating like we eat. The deity should be eating the food, the offering like we eat. So he kept begging to the Lord, "Oh Lord, please eat this offering. What has happened? Are you upset with me? Have I offended someone? Please, you take this offering. Please accept this offering." And he kept saying this again and again and again and again. And still Lord accepted, but Lord informed him that I have accepted your offering. So Raghunandan, he started crying that, "Oh Lord, please accept this." So Gopinath ji asked him, "Why are you crying?" Means deity is asking. It's so wonderful that deity is asking the devotee, because this is how Krishna sees. He always recognizes the tears of one who has a bhakti, one who has a devotion in his heart. So Krishna, seeing this little child innocence in his heart, love in his heart, the deity is now speaking. So there is also a beautiful story of Sakshi Gopal in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that where deities were reciprocating. The Gopalji deity became the witness for saving the promise of a Vaishnava devotee or his devotees, just to keep that promise. So similarly, in this pastime also, we can see that here now, deity of Gopinathji is talking with little Raghunandan. So deity asked Raghunandan, "Why are you crying?" So Raghunandan said, "Because I asked you to eat this food, but you are not eating." Gopinathji said, "I already ate it." Raghunandan said, "But food is still there. Food is still lying on the plate. How come you have eaten?" And as Lord said him, that "I ate it through my glance." So that time, Raghunandan said, No. I did not understand all this thing. You have to eat. I don't know whether you have eaten through your eyes. How can I? I never ate through my eyes." So Lord said, "This is now remnant. This is prasad. Now you all can have it." But Raghunandan kept crying, and just to please his little devotee, right in front of Raghunandan, Lord Krishna, Lord Gopinath ji ate through his own hand. Shri Gopinath ji Bhagavan ki jay. So this story of Raghunandan Das Thakur took place in this powerful place of Srikhanda. And it is very purifying to our heart. So he took the tray of the altar and he went back to his mother. And mother was wondering, "Where is the prasad?" So she asked him, and she thought, what my son has done with the prasad? So Raghunandan said that Krishna ate that prasad. So she didn't believe what he's saying. She started thinking whether he himself ate it or some animal came and ate it, or he could not, or he the plate fell down and prasad got spoiled. What exactly happened? So she didn't say anything. She did not chastise even Raghunandan. But when his husband Mukunda Sarkar came back to home, she reported that what has happened. And he said, she said that this is what Raghunandan said, that Gopinath had eaten prasadam. So Mukund Sarkar also got a little astonished hearing this. So he also asked his son that, Raghunandan, where is the prasad? So Raghunandan said, Gopinathi ate it. Krishna ate it. So Mukunda Sarkar again he said that, how did Krishna eat? So he said, at first he didn't eat, but I started to cry and I asked him to please eat it. So then he started discussing the matter with me and then he ate it. So he reported in this way. So father understood that his son Raghunandan is a little like, he understood him as something special with this son of mine is. He must be having bhakti in his heart. So he said, so I want you to offer. He gave some laddus. There were some laddus made. So he said, now you go and offer this laddu. So as Mukunda gave that laddu to Raghunandan, Raghunandan Thakur took that laddu with him and again he went inside the altar. And Mukunda Sarkar, Mukunda Thakur, he was following behind him. And he was standing outside the altar, hiding himself. And he sent Raghunandan inside the altar. So Raghunandan went inside and again, he did all the required procedures. And again, he was asking Gopinathji, the deities of Lord, deities of Lord Gopinath, Lord Krishna. So now please accept this laddu. And now again, Krishna accepted that laddu through his eyes. And Lord also informed him that now I have accepted your laddus. Now you can take them back. Again, Raghunandan said, but the laddu is still there. And again he started crying when after offering that laddu. So Lord, seeing this crying of Raghunandan, that innocence in his heart, again he came in the form, his original form. And he took the laddu and ate it. He ate it, half laddu. And Mukunda Sarkar was watching from behind, that Krishna himself came and ate that laddu. So, and as soon as Mukunda Sarkar saw this, he went into ecstasy. He went into great, I mean, he felt so much of happiness in his heart. He understood the greatness of his child, that this child made Krishna come and ate the offering. And as Gopinath ji was accepting and Mukunda Sarkar was watching this, so immediately Gopinath ji left half labdu back on the plate and again became titi. So again, he took the form of a deity. So seeing this, Mukunda Sarkar brought Raghunandan and was so much happy seeing his devotion. So then he understood that Raghunandan is such a special child. And everyone in the town and everyone around the Srikanda village came to know about this special incident happened at the place of Mukunda. Mukunda Sarkar, Mukunda himself was also a great devotee. One time when he had gone to meet, he was performing his daily duties to the king, being his Vaidya, being his Raja Vaidya. One day when as he was doing doing his regular duties, he saw that the king is being fanned with the peacock feathers, like chamar we have and vajan we have. So with the vajan is a fan made of a peacock feathers. So when he saw that is been fanned, the king is been fanned by the peacock feathers fan. So that reminded him Krishna's peacock feather. And that seeing that peacock feathers, he went into great ecstasy. He remembered Krishna and he lost in the pastimes of Lord Krishna. And as he was absorbed in a pastime of Lord Krishna, he forgot his surrounding. And as he forgot his surrounding, he did not even realize where he was standing and what he was doing. So whatever he was doing, he left that and he was on the raised platform. So he fell down from that raised platform. And this was happening in front of a king. So Mukunda Sarkar came down from that raised platform, gliding down, and fell onto the ground, hit hard onto the ground. So immediately when he fell down, he came back to senses, external consciousness. So the king was also hurried to pick him up, and king asked him, what happened to you? So immediately, to cover up the things, Mukunda Sarkar said that generally I have a problem of epilepsy, and because of that sometimes I get giddiness and I forgot the surrounding and I fell down. But king did not take his words seriously. He knew that this person, Mukunda, is a very great devotee of the Lord and must be because of his absorption in the Lord's Leela, he had fell down. So he himself was also a great devotee. But when he saw this, that Krishna himself is coming and accepting offering from the Raghunandan, he also became, he became so ecstatic. And this news was spreading around everywhere. And this news reach to one of the great devotee of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Abhiram Thakur. So Abhiram Thakur was also a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya and especially Lord Nityananda Prabhu. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu was ordered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go and preach in West Bengal, so along with Nityananda Prabhu, many of his associate had come back from Puri and they they were preaching Lord Chaitanya's mission, Lord Chaitanya's message everywhere in different parts of Bengal. So as he was very much intimate devotee of Lord Nityananda, but he was also having a very great power. Abhiram Thakur also had one whip. which is called, the name of the whip was Jai Mangal. And that whip has a speciality that anyone he would hit or anyone he would beat with the whip, that person would achieve Krishna Prem. And he also had another very, very, very peculiar characteristic to his personality, Abhinandan Thakur, who would distribute love of Godhead. But also, he would offer obeisances. He would bow down to the deities or the Shaligram Shilas. And if Krishna was not personally accepting worship through that deity or through that Shaligram, so that deity or that Shaligram would immediately just crack into 1,000 pieces. Means it would turn into pieces. So this was the thing. If he would offer obeisance to any deities which is not accepting offering through you, so that deity or that particular Shaligram Shila would burst into pieces. And he would also bow down to people. And if that person or that particular personality whom he had bowed down had any material conception or any desire of sense enjoyment, that person would, Acharya says, would immediately die. So that was the power of Abhiram Thakur. That person, that Sheila, would crack down, that person would die. That news reached to now Abhiram Thakur. And Abhiram Thakur, when he heard that this small boy Raghunandan was offering laddus to Gopinath ji, and Gopinath ji was eating that laddu, seeing that Ms. Gopinath ji was eating that laddu, having tears in his eyes. So now Abhiram wanted to go and bow down in front of Raghunandan. Because devotees, means now Raghunandan is very small boy, and Abhiram Thakur was a great devotee, is aged also. Now when Mukunda came to know, and this news also spread in Shrikhanda, that Abhiram Thakur is going to come and would like to offer obeisances, would like to bow in front of Raghunandan and take his blessing. And seeing his devotion, I mean Raghunandan's devotion, so everyone in the village, and specifically Mukunda Sarkar, really became very afraid. And that he was thinking, what will happen? What will happen to my son if Abhinandan Thakur would offer obeisances? So when Abhiram Thakur came, so they were thinking, they were fearful that he might, like, Abhi, who is, Raghunandan is just a small boy. And by mistake, Mukunda Sarkar was thinking if he had some material desires, so it will be, means we will lose Raghunandan. So as they were afraid, everyone was afraid. And he came to the outskirt, Abhiram Thakur came outskirt of Srikhanda village. And they took Raghunandan, miss, outside, he outside of the village, and said him. So they hid Raghunandan separately in some private room. And Abhiram came to the house of Mukunda Sarkar, where they were staying. So he said to Mukunda and all other assembled devotees, assembled relatives, that where is Raghunandan? I want to offer obeisances to him. So these were the words of Abhiram Thakur. So Mukunda Sarkar, they said, he's not here. He's out of the town. So they had taken Raghunandan and out of the town. I mean, they hid him in some private place. So now here they can say, and we didn't know that. Means now they were kind of saying to this Abhiram Thakur that we didn't know that you are coming. So some or other, he went to another place. Mukunda Sarkar is telling this to Abhiram Thakur. And as he was sitting and he was very, very lovingly chanting the holy name of the Lord, Abhiram Thakur kept sitting there. He was chanting. So he was sitting there. As he was sitting and chanting, somehow or other, Raghunandan Thakur just came here on his own. Means nobody knew, but he got out of the house and he came. So they, when Mukunda Sarkar and others, when they saw that Raghunandan had come, now they tried to hide him. But he came in front of Abhiram Thakur, where he was sitting, right in front of him. And Abhinandan Thakur, when he saw that boy has come, so immediately offered his obeisances. Means first Raghunandan offered his obeisances to Abhiram Thakur. And then Abhiram Thakur, seeing that boy has come, he also offered him obeisances. And when he offered obeisances and got up, he started dancing in ecstasy. Abhiram Thakur was started dancing in ecstasy. And Abhinandan Thakur then embraced Raghunandan Thakur. They were in ecstasy. Both means Raghunandan and Abhiram Thakur. And they chanted loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So as the dance was taking place, Raghunandan Das Thakur was also like, because Abhiram Thakur with his whip, that is called Jai Mangal. So he hit that whip to Raghunandan, and as he was whipped by that stick, Jai Mangal, he went into ecstasy more and more. Raghunandan Thakur, although being boy, he was like drowning into the love of Godhead. And as they were dancing, so Raghunandan Thakur had anklets in his leg. So one of the anklets, as they were dancing, so one of the anklet, it broke down and flew some distance nearby village, and it fell into the kunda. So where that nupur, means that anklet, fell down, pond is still there in close to Srikhanda Gaon, and that kunda is called Nupur Kunda. It's a very beautiful place. That in that Nupur Kunda, I remember when we had gone, we had taken darshan in Srikhanda Gram, that kunda is there. And it is said that close to that kunda, there is one tree of a kadamba. And that kadamba, irrespective of that kadamba tree, irrespective of seasons, it the flowers, minimum, like it would grow two beautiful flowers of kadamba. And that kadamba flowers, Raghunandan Thakur would offer it to Gopinath. So Abhiram Thakur also became very happy that his devotion, the Raghunandan's devotion, was so genuine, and the deities who accepted his offering is really appeared there and accepted the bhoga. And everyone in the village, and especially Mukunda, felt relieved that seeing such ecstatic scene happening in his courtyard, in his home. So then Raghunandan Thakur became like he studied under Narhari Sarkar, his uncle. So this devotees, as I told you earlier also, that this devotees would every time during this Chaturmas, which has just started. So during Rath Yatra, all the devotees from the Bengal, they would come to Jagannath Puri. So one time when they all came to Jagannath Puri after many, many years later, one day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Mukunda. He said, Lord Chaitanya said, that are you the father of Raghunandan, or is Raghunandan the father of you? Can you please answer the question to me? So Mukunda Sarkar immediately replied, without a blink of an eye, he said, Raghunandan is the father of me. He is the father, and I am the son. Why? Because Raghunandan, he is the one who has given me Krishna Bhakti. Therefore, he is my father. So here, Mukunda Sarkar is out of his humility and having a gratitude to the Lord. Here, he is saying that although I am his biological father, but the real father is Raghunandan, because he is giving me the devotion to Krishna. And whoever gives this devotion to Krishna, that person is the father. Means that is how he put it in. So after hearing this, Lord Chaitanya became very happy that Raghunandan is such a embodiment of love. So as things were moving, so the every day now Lord Chaitanya also gave instruction to different devotees. So he gave instruction to Mukunda Sarkar, Mukunda, as a grahastha, you take care of a family. Three instructions Lord Chaitanya gave to three people there. So first is to Mukunda. He is a grahastha, to take care of family. To Raghunandan, he said, you worshipped Gopinath deity. And to Narhari Sarkar, who is the brother of Mukunda Goswami, Mukunda Sarkar, he said, you be here and preach the message of Lord. Because Narhari Sarkar was a renunciate. So all these three things are important, that taking as a grahastha, Lord Chaitanya instructed to take care of the family. To Raghunandan, he told, take care of the deities, because deities are also very important. Deities to be served nicely, taken care of them nicely. So that instruction was also given. And preaching the message of Lord Krishna, preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya to Narahari Sarkar, he gave this responsibility. So this is then there is also a beautiful pastime as days went by. Raghunandan Thakur, he was worshipping Lord Gopinathji's deity and as well as Lord Gauranga's deity. So as Prabhupada also writes in this purport that he had a son, Raghunandan Thakur, as years passed by, he had a son called Kanai. And one day, now when Raghunandan Das understood now this is the time to leave this world. So one day, he also had a lot of affection towards Srinivas Acharya. So one day he called Srinivas Acharya and also his son Kanai, and he took them, both of them, in front of the deities of Gopinath and Gaurang Mahaprabhu's deity, and he requested deities, "Now I am handing you over to these devotees. These are your children. Now they will take care of you." And then after this incident, that when he offered his both these devotees to the Lord, so he went into Samadhi and asked all other devotees, means all, asked everyone to chant the holy name of the Lord. So everyone was chanting, and after 3 days after this incident, he left this world. So this was the life in nutshell of Raghunandan Thakur. Tomorrow is also appearance day of Bamshidas Babaji Maharaj. Bamshidas Babaji Maharaj, whatever I have heard and read about him from different sources, Bamshidas Babaji Maharaj was a very elevated Babaji. He was during the time of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So as we all know that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur took initiation from Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Although Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was quote unquote uneducated from worldly point of view, but he was very much deeply immersed into the devotion of the Lord Radha and Krishna. He was greatly absorbed in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. And that made him, although uneducated, but he was tasting the rasas, the mellows of Radha Krishna's pastime. And he was highly elevated. Similarly, in the place called Swarup Ganj in Navdeep, this is close to the, I think, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's place. So, and close to that place, Bamshidas Babaji Maharaj was staying. So, he was very much respected by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had instructed his brahmacharis and devotees close to that place, close to Swarup Ganj, to take care of Bamshidas Babaji Maharaj. So it is said that Bamshidas Babaji Maharaj, he appeared in a place called Majidpur. Currently, it is in Bangladesh, and the district of this place is Jamalpur. So, this, and because Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur stayed during the time when India was not divided into two countries like Pakistan and Bangladesh. So then it was easier for him to take care. So the Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj, he was staying in the very secluded place, very solitary place on the bank of Ganga. Near, it is said that there is one place called Baral Ghata in Navdeep. And his appearance, external appearance, if somebody would see, it would look like of a crazy person or a mad person. Means his appearance was not like a normal Vaishnavas. Like it would be really, somebody would might think him as a mad person. But Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur had understood that he is not a mad person. He is quite detached from the worldly possessions, worldly, you can say as a recognition and all other things. Just like Jad Bharat, we see in Srimad Bhagavatam, that how Jad Bharat would leave. Similarly, such kind of behavior is been exhibited by Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj. So where he lived in his own world. So in his world, only who were there? He, Radha Krishna Diti, Gaur Gadadhar Diti, and also Nityanand Prabhu's Diti he had, and one Gopal Diti he had. So there are many very strange pastimes which which can be like sometimes it can be bewildering to the mind, but the essence is very, very nicely put through his life, that we should not judge Vaishnavas or such a great devotees on their externals. So he would stay in one kuti, and there he would have this deities and he would worship them. And a very few possessions he had. So what he had only two pots of brass, some of earthen pots, one glass, one plate, some small cups, and some panchapatras, bell and conch shell. Nothing else he had. He would do madhukari, whatever he would get, he would eat. He would offer first to the deities and then he would eat. So, throughout the day and night, he would serve these deities and would have a talk with the deities. So, and he would never locked his kuti. Whatever he would think that this kuti is being taken care by the deities. I am not the owner of this kuti. The kuti has been owned by these deities. They are supposed to take care of deities. So, from offering flowers, offering vegetables, everything he would do personally. So one day, now this is a very, very strange pastime happened, but it's very important to understand. So one day, a lady was selling fish, and that fish, as that lady was selling fish, so that person, that lady came close to Babaji's kutia. And she said, I have some special fishes which I have caught it today. So somehow Babaji Maharaj, Babaji's, it is written in one of the book that Babaji's mind became attracted towards these fishes. But immediately he rebuked himself and became very angry. He first of all shouted at that woman when she that why she came here. She asked her to go away from this place. Then he came to deities of Gauranitai Gadadhar and he started shouting at the deities. And he asked this question, how could this happen? How could this happen? I have surrendered my life to you, to Radha and Krishna. I am under your protection. And still this is happening to me. How could this happen? Why are you not protecting me? These were the words. This Babaji Maharaj was shouting at the deities. And he really started asking this question. Why didn't you protect me? Why didn't you protect me? And now as he was shouting, all people around the kuti, means everyone around the place, gathered outside the kuti. And they were thinking, what has happened? What is happening over here? So Babaji Maharaj came out of the kuti and he brought the deities also. And the deities were tied by the rope. And he threw these deities in the Ganga. Can you imagine? He threw this deity in Ganga. And he kept the end of the rope under his feet. That was the thing. So one person he inquired why he was doing this. So Babaji Maharaj became very angry at him and he threw stone at him towards that person. So when this news that Babaji is behaving in this way, that he threw DT into Ganges, tying them with the rope. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told his brahmacharis not to visit Babaji. And he stopped them. He forbade them not to go to him. And after a few days, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati called all the brahmachari and all the resident together and told them that you must, now Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is talking about the incidents happened to all his brahmacharis, that you must be thinking I have stopped you from visiting Babaji Maharaj because he is in Maya. But that is not the case. I have prevented you because you will not be able to understand this bhava, this reciprocation, this kind of ecstasy, this kind of mood of the Babaji, and you would have only committed offenses at his lotus feet. So therefore, to keep you away from this mentality, developing this mentality, I have asked you to stop your visit to Bamshidas Babaji Maharaj. So then this thing happened, and then Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur again told them that you now again go and serve these devotees. Is this devotee, Bamshidas Babaji Maharaj. So Babaji, as I told you earlier, Babaji never locked his door. And many times so many things were stolen from the kuti of Babaji Maharaj. So many boys would steal things. One day, somebody had offered a golden necklace to Babaji Maharaj. And he kept that golden necklace in the home. And as usual, he did not lock And somebody stole away that necklace. So Babaji Maharaj came back, and when he understood, so then he again asked the deities, "What are you doing? Means you are the owner of this house, and you do not take care of this place. How is it? How is it?" So things went on. He would always things just like a family member. The person who had stolen that thing, Babaji came to know that, and so Babaji went to ask. Miss, now it was revealed to Babaji Maharaj that this person has stolen, or this home, that person stays in this home. So he went to that person and asked back. Miss, he told him that please give back the thing which you have stolen from Goranita's place, Kuti. So that person refused and insulted Babaji Maharaj. So it is found that after some time, that person died and all of his family member died. So this is where the pastimes took place, and Babaji Maharaj, he also traveled many places, as it has been written about him. So this is the life, and today is the day when he left this world. So this is some glimpses of Bamshidas Babaji Maharaj, who has been respected by even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and who has such a deep connection with the deities and deep love towards the Lord. Such a deep faith he had. He never locked his scooty. So many times things were stolen. He would always say that if Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Gaura wants to give these things, what can I do? Because these people, they belong to him. All these places, Navadvipa is belonging to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And whoever is residing there, they are his people. So if he wants to give things, what can I say? So this was his mood. So these are the devotees of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gaurangera Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Habe Mane. So the Lord Gauranga's devotees, they are perfected beings whose heart is always absorbed in the service of the Lord. Nitya Siddha Kauri Mane Je Jaye Brajendra Sutapas. They will definitely achieve the lotus feet of Lord Brajendra Nandan. So tomorrow we'll be celebrating their, in India, we are celebrating their disappearance day tomorrow. So let us pray that we develop this mood towards deities which Raghunandan Das, Raghunandan Thakur displayed. Deities are accepting our love when we approach without any ulterior motives. And here in the life of Babaji Maharaj, we see the dependence on the Lord. And the vision which he had, the reciprocation, the relationship, what he had with the deities. So both the devotees, if you see, one important, which what my understanding is, both these devotees were very much connected with the deities. Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj was also dependent, very much connected with the deity, and Raghunandan Thakur also. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically told Raghunandan Thakur to take care of the deities. That was his foremost service for him. So these are the beautiful pastime of Lord devotees. So I would like to stop here. I'll just share another beautiful ditty of Gaur Gopal, which Raghunandan Das Thakur was worshipping. I don't know why it has come. Can somebody just confirm me which deities you are seeing on the screen share? Is it Radha Krishna or Gauranga Mahaprabhu's dancing pose?
Radha Krishna.
Okay, just a minute. I'm trying to. Now, this is
yes,
one beautiful deity worshipped by Raghunandan Thakur, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Shri Raghunandan Thakur ki jai, Shri Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj ki jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the very, very nice class and very beautiful pastimes of both Raghunandan Thakur and Babaji Maharaj. Very, very nice, Prabhu. I really like the pastime of with Abhiram Thakur. Very nice, Prabhu. Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
For your association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Yes, Mataji.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Maharaj. Beautiful pastime and detailed pastime, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your
Thank
time.
You.
Sharing the deities also.
If anyone would like to ask anything, you can ask. Feel free.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for this wonderful class today. Does anybody has any questions for Prabhuji today?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, very, very beautiful class with lots and
Thank you, Mataji. Whatever I heard from my seniors and Maharaj, I'm just repeating the words.
Prabhuji, thank you so much once again for such a wonderful class today. Really, really enjoyed all the pastimes you have shared. And we're very, very grateful to you for this beautiful class and really look forward to having your association again in future.
Thank you.
If nobody has any more questions, we would like to wrap up this call now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Vancha kalptarupyascha. Kripas and Pibya Evacha, Patita Nam Pavne Pio,
Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.
Pratra Srimad Bhagavatam Kiche, Srila Prabhupada Kiche, His Grace Satyanand Prabhuji Kiche, Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the beautiful class, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.